Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Inside the world of the world. Here we are in the DJV program for Friday, the 27th of August. Guess what, Jennifer? It's the last Friday.
No.
It isn't? Oh, what happened? You sure?
You're just mistaken. The summer's not over yet. Come on.
Right. No, I think the summer's not. I think we should live in perpetual summer. What about it? Yes or no?
No. We would get bored.
Nah, well, maybe.
Says the California girl who lives
right. Yeah, right.
No <season. laughs>
Yeah. Yes, I remember it well. Those thrilling days of yesteryear when it was cold and miserable and awful and hunga bunga. Okay, so today, ladies, it's the DJV program with Doug and Jennifer and Victoria. How's Jay doing? Is she okay? We've been... And that's true. You talked to...
On the mend.
Jay's hand. Yeah, on
hopefully
the mend.
Hopefully next week we'll hear her voice again.
Yes, that would be good. All right, so I have my Mega Millions number here. Let's see what else I got. Mega Bucks. I have Powerball to celebrate International Lottery Day, which is every August 27th, it seems. Who's dreaming of all the dollars? The first lottery was authorized by Queen Elizabeth I. No, not the most recent Queen Elizabeth. 1566 was the year for the first recorded lottery, raising money for the reparation of the havens and strength of the real me, huh? The public good. Yeah, that's what we hear all the time. What do they use the money? What do they really use the money for? That's what I want to know.
No
that's
one knows,
to be for
right?
Education to be, yeah. And all that
it's
other
like
baloney.
A big slush fund. No one knows anything.
No. So why do we all buy tickets then?
Because does it really matter if you win?
You might win.
If you win millions of dollars, do you really care where the rest of that money is?
I mean, it's not probably like when not. People go to Vegas, the money's going to good cause, right? It's just
okay.
Going to the casino.
Excellent so what do you
point?
Do, Jennifer? With the money, what's the largest jackpot? What is the jackpots now are in the high 200s, it seems to me, for both Powerball and Megabucks, right? Seems I think they're pretty high. And so what do we do with that money? When the 200, you get the, they take off 100 because you're getting cash, if you take the cash. I don't know. Would you take the cash or would you take the payout?
Every financial advisor says
take the cash.
Take the cash, yeah.
Why?
Because you can invest your money and make so much more than the paltry 0.01% interest that you would get if you let the state handle it and give it to you every month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or every week, depending on what the...
Do you know anybody who's won a lottery? Anybody? Any friends?
Not anything major. My husband's grandmother won like $30,000 once.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
my aunt
that's
won a couple times, but it was a smaller amount. But I knew someone who won two big jackpots, and he was a doctor. I think we talked about him. He bought like
we did. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. All right. So anyway, let's hold a good thought. Go buy a lottery ticket today. It's lottery day. Maybe that'll make it lucky for you. Under the circumstances, we all need some pretty good luck. Speaking of luck. Number four on the charts this week from Talkers Magazine is the recall. So what kind of luck is Governor Newsom having this week and Larry Elder having this week? If you wanted to summarize that, Jennifer, how would you do it? Because you're on top of this every day on the local program you do in Los Angeles, yeah?
Yeah, most of the polling just indicates that it is really, I mean, it's close. It's 50-50. So it's going to be about the ground game with who can turn out the most ballots to get their candidate in, right? And there are a lot of people who say that the governor, because he's got the hands of the unions, both the postal union, the teachers union, that he's got the leg up because those people are going to go out there, they're going to get ballots and ballot harvest, and it's going to be, it will be his to lose. I think the thing that's kind of telling about that is that the governor says that this is an all mail-in ballot election, which is not true. You can still go vote in person. You can still vote early. But he's kind of touting it as an all mail-in every time he talks about it. It's just, it's odd that he's misleading from the top when it comes to something like people's ability to go vote.
Surprises you?
Well, it's kind of dirty.
Of course it's dirty. He's a dirty politician.
Everybody's been
all
coming out.
All politicians are dirty.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. I hold hope that there's some good ones out there, but he's definitely not one of them.
Do you think that makes a difference whether they're national, regional, or local? We have kind of a race going on here in my hometown, and the guy that I'm supporting, who I've known for years and years and years and years and years, has been a mainstay locally for 40-some-odd years. I don't think he's dirty at all. I think he's. There isn't anything that he. I don't see it anyway. Is there a chance that he could take a payoff or something? Is that what we mean when we say dirty? What a politician's game.
I feel
game.
Like once you get to the national level, there always just seems to be, like, I'm sure there are plenty of people who show up on day one and they get the handbook on how to do stuff, whether it's the House or the Senate, and everything is, you know, they're feeling very confident and you know, that they're going to make a change, they're going to do something. And then you realize that it's politics within politics within politics. Well, what committee are you going to be on? It's like going to high school, and it's like, well, which group are you going to be a member of? Are you going to be with the popular kids or in with the nerds?
You know,
it's like it just kind of turns into that.
Mm-hmm. People don't consider that it's actually not. Most people go in wide-eyed to Congress, but the swampiness actually lies with the chief of staff. You know, there, you have to have, when you are a first, when just specifically to Congress, when you are a new member of the House of Representatives or the Senate, they give you a seasoned chief, like a chief of staff, essentially, to take you through the process of everything. Those are the people that no one ever talks about. Those are the people who have so much control, who are part of the ruling class, who are career politicians, who direct the person that they're supposed to be in charge of to do certain things. And no one ever considers those, like the infrastructure people that are behind the candidates.
I think that's very accurate, yeah.
But that's where the swamp lies.
Mm-hmm. So how do we get that's the whole business.
I would imagine they're the people, right, who are like, all right, well, you don't want to sit with those people. You want to sit with the cool kids over here.
It's not even about who. It's how you act, how you and the House is always campaigning, how you make deals. Oh, this person does this all the time. You should do that, too. And you can't get rid of them because it's actually in the rules that you have to have one of these people. The swamp is actually built into the system. You have to have someone. You can't go in there, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington and just, like, pound through everything. You actually have to have one of these people with you.
It's amazing how we don't realize, and that's back to civics. I do notice, though, that civics are being taught again in some schools. Have you noticed that? In some, I don't know what predicates how the decision is made for the curriculum to be taught and what who made the decision to drop it in the first place. I guess I know about some of the music and the arts and the phys ed. That dropped off when George Bush think back to 2003 when all the budgets were being cut everywhere so we could send troops and spend money to the tune of trillions in Iraq. That's when it all, whether you realize it or not, that's when the scenario changed in almost every way. Thinking it may have started with September 11th, but 2 years later, I think America collapsed in a manner of speaking, when we went in, we collapsed morally, we collapsed ethically, we collapsed in a fiscal way, going into Iraq. It created the mayhem that I think we're living with today in many ways. That's food for thought. Speaking of mayhem, the operator of the wrecked Fukushima, is that the way you pronounce it? The Japanese nuclear power plant was Fukushima,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Says he's going to build an undersea tunnel so that the amounts of treated but still radioactive water can be released into the ocean. Oh,
this is
swell.
So horrible, and no one is talking about this except
I brought it up.
China, yeah. But I mean, like, no one in America is talking about this. This will have a direct impact on the West Coast.
Right.
This is going to, I mean, even if you want to be conservative about the levels of pollution, this is absolutely going to pollute the West Coast, the Pacific Ocean. And this has, there have been protests for months going on outside of this plant in Japan. Neighboring countries are furious that Japan is just going ahead with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, talk about like the fish with two heads. That's a real possibility if this stuff leaks out. So their genius idea is, let's build a pipeline because pipelines never leak.
Mm-hmm.
That's their solution.
Well, the problem, or it seemed to me, don't we have as Americans a lot of, what are we weigh heavily? Don't we have a lot of influence on what goes on over there? And haven't we?
No one's paying attention, I don't think. Yes, I think the answer would be probably yes, but I don't know. Japan's just going ahead and doing it.
Well, this and Hawaii. What the heck? Never mind the United States West Coast, Hawaii,
right.
And Guam, the two islands that are. The island chain of Hawaii and the island of Guam, how is that going to be affected?
Mm-hmm.
What does it do to the people? What does it do to the whole, to life?
Well, the fish, I mean, the whole ecosystem, and then if you forget about the ecosystem and the environmental stuff, but what about all the fishermen on the Pacific Ocean all around it,
mm-hmm.
you know, who rely on that for livelihood? They've been really protesting this, and they're very concerned about what it's going to do to the fish.
So it's only going to, the pipeline takes it out just a mile away from the plant. So it doesn't interfere with local fishing right around that area. But what about,
there's lots
of stuff that lives a lot further out.
And that's the thing, you know. People love tuna, right? If you know, everybody loves to have, whether it's sushi or tuna steaks or whatever. But tuna live far, far out into the ocean. That's a deep sea fish. That's way further out than a mile. So this is Japan just protecting their own shores and not caring about anything else that's going on. It's crazy.
I've never thought the government is a pretty. Even though we handed them their heads in World War II, they're a pretty stiff bunch. They're very racist. They don't want anybody there that they don't want, and they make it very difficult for people to come and live in the country, although it's so heavily populated, who'd want to live there, frankly. But they're not a great people, and it's not a great country. And this perhaps is another example of that coming to the surface. What an awful idea that we ought to be hooping and hollering about. 18 after the hour. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans seats for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part? I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style. Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oftentimes what's trending, and that's what we do at this portion of the program, 23 after the hour, there's a lot of drama involved. I'm wondering if that's what's continuing at Jeopardy, or do we have, I think it looks like we have some divorce drama here to discuss on the trending portion. Social media is in the focus after this.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, 24 past. The situation with KKW. Sounds like a radio station in Fresno. You're listening to KKW Radio, news and weather together. All right, so who's KKW? Lady, you think everybody knows who her is? She can be, it's Ye, right? Her husband is changing his name to Ye, so she can be KK Ye.
Maybe that's her new line.
I like that. Yeah. KKA. Hey, it's KKA time. All right, so what's going on here? Who's in charge of this mess?
Well, she, Kim Kardashian West, has apparently made a statement that she's not going to drop West from her last name. I guess there was some speculation that she would change her kids' last names, which is really stupid. Like, yeah. Why would you do that? They have a father. So she's still going to keep Kim Kardashian West. As Jen just mentioned during the break, all of her beauty line is KKW, which doesn't really work if it's just KK. So right. She may have to rebrand
plus
eventually.
Plus, then you have to rebrand and buy all new packaging, and she's not going to do that. She's a smart businesswoman.
Right. Huh. But she's also trending because she's apparently the most supportive ex-wife in the history of exes. Because Kanye's been doing these big performance, well, it's not a performance, it's like a listening party. And so the third one was at Chicago's Soldier Field, which is his hometown. And so on stage, he has basically a replica of his childhood home. And then it's kind of like the whole album, which is called Donda, in honor of his mother, Dr. Donda West, who passed away a few years ago. So he had this whole recreation of his life. And the final song, it shows him bursting into flames and a bride coming out in a full veil, and it turns out it was actually Kim, and they recreate their wedding for the final song of the album. It's basically like an anthology, really, of like his whole life. And so a lot of people couldn't believe that Kim agreed to do that, but she's being supportive, I guess, of her ex and her baby daddy. So
why are they getting
divorced? The audience,
other than he's a crackpot.
Well, he's not a crackpot. He's bipolar, and he refuses treatment. And so I think that's difficult for anyone to live with for a long time, and I think she tried. She's been pretty public that she has tried her best to do that. He does not want to live in California anymore. That's where her business is. So he lives on that ranch in Wyoming, and they go back and forth with the kids now.
Huh.
Plus, by Hollywood standards, they were already married for a lifetime, so they have to move on.
How many years was it?
It was a good amount of time, probably close to 10, right? Oh, yeah.
That's Hollywood standard time is 26 past the hour, and it's 10 years. So 10 years is a good, So is that, maybe it's a good reason not to get married, at least in Hollywood or in those environs. I hope my son's wedding marriage lasts longer than that.
I think if you're a celebrity, you're on a different timetable.
Really?
Yeah.
A different treadmill, if you will. Okay, so that's the latest. We've got it straightened out. KK, yay, at 28 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Yay!
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors has announced it will increase its EV/AV investment from 2020 through 2025 to $35 billion. This will accelerate GM's transformation strategy to become the market leader in EVs in North America, the global leader in battery and fuel cell technology through its Ultium battery platform, Hydrotech fuel cells, and through Cruise, be the first to safely commercialize self-driving technology at scale. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Evacuation flights from Afghanistan resumed with new urgency on Friday, a day after two suicide bombings targeted desperate people fleeing the Taliban takeover. And the new number is more than 100 people killed, not including the 13 U.S. military troops caught in the terrorist attacks. The United States says further attempted attacks are expected ahead of Tuesday's deadline for foreign troops to leave Afghanistan, ending America's longest war.
We're in constant contact with the Taliban, working to ensure civilians have safe passage to the airport. We are particularly focused on our engagements on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport.
As President Biden relies on our enemies to provide security around the Kabul airport for the Afghan withdrawal, 1,000 likely American voters in a recent Rasmussen poll found that 52% of the respondents said they were not confident that Biden was physically and mentally up for the job. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
After President Biden on Thursday took responsibility for the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, he quickly diverted and once again tried to blame President Trump. Serving 8 tours of duty in Afghanistan, U.S. veteran Chad Robichaud tells Fox News the attacks will probably continue.
There's no way this ends good. The attacks are going to continue. Anybody that's read a history book knows that the Afghanistan always chases their enemies out. This is the White House covering for the Taliban. ISIS, Taliban, they're all the same right now because they're in partnership. We need to stop saying this is ISIS. ISIS claims everything. If I, you know, break wind, ISIS is going to claim it. ISIS always claims everything because they want credit for it. And they're going to keep doing this until we leave. And then afterwards, they have free rein on our 10,000-plus American citizens and all of our allies there. We still need to act, and the White House needs to act. In addition, they need to help the refugees that we already got out. The State Department has been absent and not participant in the world's effort to help these refugees.
President Biden says the evacuations will continue, and America will be out at the end of the month. Time Magazine has created a virtual Martin Luther King Jr. Museum inside of the video game Fortnite. Saturday will mark the anniversary of MLK's I Have a Dream speech from 1963. Gamers can now experience the address in its entirety within Fortnite as part of an experience called March Through Time. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Friday is upon us here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's in the trending box. Speaking of trending and social media, I'm posting on my personal page at Facebook, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, pictures of what my backyard looks like. There are two weddings they were having at the farm. The weddings are at the farm, and the receptions are here at the house. So my sister and my cousin and my nieces and the clan is all here buzzing around. Never so much activity here in the sense that everything had to be perfect. So the lawn has to be manicured and all the flowers have to just be right. So there's this huge tent. I have a big yard. And the backyard is probably an acre and a half, and it's really overcome by this thing. So I posted. And then as I was walking back, they're taking the picture out of the bedroom. I took a picture of Daisy Stress sprawled out on the bed, which I'll post as well. I might get a kick out of that. Okay, here we are working.
Planning has exhausted her.
Yes, it has. Well, she's trying to figure it all out. And she went out last night on our walk and positioned a pee very nicely right on top, right next to the dance floor. I don't know what that means.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the first murder hornet has been destroyed. Well, the nest that they were in. Now, here's something I hope, I don't know, I think it's been great for you to follow all of this, but these Chinese giant hornets came over last year, I think, right? Wasn't it mm-hmm. last year that they first showed
first
up in Washington State? Yeah, mm-hmm. right. So now the State Department of Agriculture says that they have eradicated, I love that word, the first nest that they found in the base of an old alder tree. Let's see, the nest consisted of 9 layers of comb, had 1,500 hornets in various stages of development. Staff vacuumed 113 worker hornets from the nest, in addition to catching 87 additional hornets. So what do they want to catch them for? What are they going to
They want to catch them and kill them, but they've been asking the public, if you see one of these things, let us know. And apparently there was one that was seen flying because they're so freaking big. It's like a flying mouse.
Yeah,
and so somebody reported it to whatever the, you know, Department of Agriculture is in Washington. Mm-hmm. And so, and it turns out that that tip actually led them to this nest because it was only flying about a mile away, or a quarter mile away, sorry, from where the nest was. And so that's why they're asking the public, like, if you see one of these things, tell us right away and we can trace it.
Awful.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill them all before they... I didn't realize this, but apparently they, like, create and recreate new queen hornets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they have to kind of, you know, kill them or else, you know, right. then the rest goes away.
So here's another circumstance. In my mind, and you can tell me if you think I'm crazy or not, because you do with regularity and it's okay, these were developed in a laboratory someplace in China as well. But
these are from a lab? They look like it. I can't possibly imagine
that this sort of thing would develop naturally on its own.
They look like a movie. I mean, it looks like a movie. When you look at it, it looks like a bee wearing a Halloween costume.
Yeah, it looks like a really bad...
These have been very well known and documented, though, in Asia, so I don't... It's
yeah, but where'd they come from?
They where came they? Over here on a container
I get yet. That. I know that, but how did they develop over there?
Well,
where'd they come from?
There are some funky things that happen in nature.
Like, well, maybe they developed around the Fukushima. Maybe they get, you know, like...
They've been around longer than 2011 or 2018 or whenever that was.
I don't want them around me.
Oof. No, no.
Harsh. You know, and then there's the contrast. Remember yesterday we were talking about this young lady, this girl, and it ended up to be trending, one of the things trending on the DJV download, the... A bumblebee that became the girl's pet. What a sweet, sweet sort of story. This bumblebee rescued by a teenage girl is now her pet. The bee wouldn't leave her. You know, bees only live to be, what, 3-4 weeks old? How long does a bee live?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I didn't think it lived that long.
Are they? Well, flies supposedly live that long. I don't know about bees. But it just seems, it's just the opposite. We all think of bees, we want to swat bees, we want to swat flies, we want to step on ants. And really, they have, bees are so important to our infrastructure, to food and the process. And yet, I think a lot of people don't even realize that. Ooh, is a bee going to sting me? Kill him. No, not a good idea. And there are so many different kinds of
bees. And like my dad's backyard, I don't know, we're convinced there's some kind of hive around there somewhere. And we try to save them, but they keep dive bombing like his swimming pool all the time. I can't tell you
how
many times I've tried to fish out of the pool because they just...
Yellow jackets.
It does look really inviting. So
yeah,
I know.
It's a great
like
pool.
These bees, man, come on.
It's but you got to look out for some kinds of the yellow jackets. You don't want to mess with them. I have one of those big hornet nests down at the farm and around the barn, and we knocked it down and burned it because
the hornets and the wasps. Oh, they're the worst.
Wasp
they're awful.
Yeah, right.
Bees are fine. Everybody needs to leave the bees alone. But, yeah, the other larger things have at it. That's fair game.
So that was part of the discussion anyway on the DJV Show On Demand podcast. You can hear what's trending by listening to the DJV Show podcast, wherever you find your favorite podcast. There's a great, if you will, podcast that has a lot of value to it. All of our health podcasts at DJVHealthShow.com. There's one with Dr. Jack talking about how hand sanitizer doesn't work and actually is bad for you. People should be listening to that.
It is bad for you.
Really need to listen to that. So we also have a discussion about CBD oil on that particular download. DJVShow.com is one place. DJVHealthShow.com is another. It's interesting how Chris Cuomo has gotten so much attention since his brother's thing. Everybody knew, I guess, or most people that watched CNN knew that he was the governor's brother. And I'm wondering if he's been in a bad mood since his brother has been in so much trouble, because apparently there was a really nasty conversation on the air yesterday with this lady who's representing Spencer Eldon. We were talking about him. He was the baby that was naked on the cover of the Nirvana album in 1991. Remember we talked about this yesterday? He's suing the two surviving members of the band because of what he says is child pornography. So apparently
Cuomo, it's worse than that. His lawyer, this is how ridiculous this is. I don't watch Chris Cuomo. I find him annoying. But I didn't see this segment. But the lawyer is trying, I mean, Phil and I were laughing about this yesterday after the show. So because the baby is floating in the pool, right, the baby's image alone is not considered child pornography under the confines of the law because there's no sexualization of the baby.
Right.
His lawyer is trying to make the argument that because the dollar bill was superimposed onto the album, that it makes the baby seem like a sex worker. That is literally her defense. So whatever Chris Cuomo said to this woman, I don't even know the story, but already going into it, I'm on his side. Because that is the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard.
He played a short clip of the video for the first single, and he said, quote, part of the lyrics of that song is, I found it hard, it's hard to find, oh well, whatever, never mind. I'm a little like that with your complaint, he said. That's why I want to talk to you about it. They go on talking about the wild claims.
I don't get why he's getting flack for that. I would be way harsher on this woman. I'd be like, are you kidding me? You're wasting taxpayer dollars by going to court with this? Like, what?
Why is it taxpayer? Isn't it one group?
Well, no, if this ends up in court, I mean, these are, you know, you're using public resources for this.
Oh, yeah,
still,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's because they want it to go to court. So, I don't know. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I've never heard anything dumber. And it's like so 2021. I mean, like Jen mentioned the other day, this guy's 30 years old now. He has literally had 30 years to come up with some sort of,
I think you have to blame your parents at this point. I mean, my parents had a picture of me naked in a bathtub in the hallway when I was a child. Like, you know.
Get a lot of money out of your mother and father.
Superimpose
a dollar.
Take this down.
And then you're a sex worker.
All right.
It's crazy.
Okay. The first season of Competitors, the next season, right, of Dancing with the Stars, season 30 is about to begin. And let's see, the Olympic gold medalist gymnast, is it Suni Lee? Is that how you pronounce your name? Suni?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is going. So what do they do? Go look around for people who are famous in another way and see if they can dance. Is that how they put these people together?
Well, they don't care if you can
dance
or not.
Yeah, they want you to
learn. They don't care if you can dance?
No.
No, because they want to teach you along the way.
It's better if you kind of... Well, I mean, some people go in. JoJo Siwa, who is one of the other two competitors that they've announced so far, she was on Dance Moms. So I feel like when you've got a professional dancer coming into the competition, that always makes me think, like, okay, that's really unfair. But, you know,
the same thing with all the pop stars and the people who have had a lot of dance training. I mean, there are a lot of people who seem more set up to win than others.
Absolutely, yeah. But Olympians always tend to do really well. I think every Olympic gymnast has won the mirror ball. Except Johnny Weir. He, I think, was in third or something. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. The bummer, though, is, and I know all of us have talked about this, the bummer is that it's Tom Bergeron is not back. And so it's just Tyra again. Tyra Banks is the solo host. which is a mistake. I mean, she got better by the end of last season, but it's still, like, too much Tyra.
Hmm. Well, she's not that talented to begin with, and he's perfect for a show like that. So what is he doing? There was some talk earlier on that he was going
to
do something else.
I don't know what he's up to. He kept
teasing something.
An announcement, and then it never happened, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. The discussion continues here with one more television thing I want to talk about after these words. 45 past the hour.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Hey, who's got table 6?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Retail X is one of the biggest events in the retail calendar. Each year, the world's biggest brands attend a Chicago-based event to stay up to date with the latest trends and insight into consumer behavior, all looking ahead to the future of the retail industry. Courtney Schaefer-Lovold from the leading provider of marketing software in Marsis is here to tell us more.
Retail X is marking the launch of our Customer Loyalty Index, which explores what customer loyalty means in 2021 and beyond, what consumers are looking for from brands, and how some of the world's largest retailers have rethought their approach to loyalty post the pandemic. We're launching the index because loyalty is the core of our platform and ultimately everything that we do. We found that loyalty comes in many forms, from loyalty that is built through emotion to even more of a secret kind of loyalty. After interviewing over 7,000 consumers across the globe, we've discovered that loyalty isn't just about points and prizes. It's about every aspect of the customer journey. To find out more, you can head to our website, amarsis.com.
Dearest Doug, 48 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria. You ladies have got to help me. We don't have to, but I'd like you to help me understand why there is any interest at all in these Real Housewives shows still.
The ratings?
Yeah.
Why? Which one? Good. It depends on which franchise.
I just came upon a lady named Alexia Echevarria. Does that sound right?
I don't know which one she's on. Okay, yeah, I don't watch Miami.
Right. Oh, well. But they have them. That's the thing. It's kind of like NCIS. They're all over the place.
Yeah,
the Real Housewives of New York.
It was Orange County that started it all.
Yeah.
And then there's New York, and now there's a lot.
But why? What do they do?
Beverly Hills has been, the ratings are insane for Beverly Hills, because there's a lot of drama there. And they have actual, famous people, like Lisa Rinna and Garcelle Beauvais and Kathy Hilton, and Kyle Hilton, she's Kyle Richards. But, they actually have well-known people on the show. But New York's ratings this year are the lowest they've ever been. So they have to keep retooling it every once in a while.
But what do they do? I mean, what's the point?
You follow them around. It's a reality show.
It's a glimpse into their life,
yeah.
Or at least the life that they want us to know.
They go on vacation, and then they drink, and they fight.
But who cares?
All of us.
Why?
Lewis even got sucked into it. He watches it.
Lewis did?
Yeah, he watches a Beverly Hills
soap opera. It's a real-life soap opera.
Okay. Well, would you like to be a part of one of these shows, ladies?
No.
No, I like watching it, though.
Okay. 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three past the hour is now Tech Talk time, a review of the hot hits in the world of, conversation anyway, in the world of technology. There are 5 items that Victoria Keelan picks from all of the things that she reports on during the week. And so we start with number 5, move to number 1. T-Mobile gives us number 5, Victoria.
Yep, T-Mobile has announced a new promotional perk for their customers. New and existing customers can get a whole free year of Apple TV Plus. And so the reason they're doing this, by the way, the code is 2021 Apple TV P1. That's the promotional offer if you go to their website. If you're under the Sprint umbrella of T-Mobile, you also are eligible for the free year of Apple TV Plus. A lot of cynics are saying that this is their way of trying to make people forget about the 2 very large data breaches that they've had, and they're hoping Ted Lasso can calm everyone's nerves. If any show can do it, it is Ted Lasso. So, yeah, if you're a T-Mobile customer, just forget about the breach and get your free year of Apple TV Plus, and so you can watch Ted Lasso.
How about them apples, if you'll pardon the pun? Number 4 is the focus on Alaska Airlines. What happened on one of their planes after one of those doggone Samsung Galaxy A21s blew up?
Yeah, it's interesting. Samsung's in the news this week twice. This is the not good news, and they have good news coming up. But a cell phone caught fire in the cabin of an Alaska Airlines flight that landed in Seattle from New Orleans. The phone was a Galaxy A21, and the only reason that the only way they knew that is because the phone was burned beyond recognition, and so the passenger who owned the phone volunteered the information that it was in fact a Samsung Galaxy A21, and so the a Samsung person, spokesperson said that they take their, you know, safety as a top priority and they're investigating and blah, blah. But an Alaska Airlines spokesperson said that the plane's crew had to use fire extinguishers and a battery containment bag to stop the phone from smoking. Another passenger tweeted that the cabin was so filled with smoke, it looked like a smoke machine had been set off. And so the whole plane had to be evacuated using the slides. So the
emergency was in the air, though, right? Not on the ground.
Well, it started smoking, and then it landed successfully in Seattle with smoke filling the cabin. They got everybody out as fast as they could through the evacuation slides. But, yeah, it's just, we remember back with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, those batteries that were exploding, and they were actually banned from airplanes for a while.
I remember the first 787, the Boeing 787, the first plane that was ever put into commercial service was a Japan Airlines plane. They used it to go from Boston to Tokyo every day, and the batteries in that caught on fire, filled up the cabin with smoke as it was landing in Boston on its second trip, I think. Remember all that hoopla about the batteries on those planes? Ooh-wee. No, that can't be pleasant. Okay, number three, we focus on Samsung again.
This is good news.
Yeah, okay, what is
Samsung's good news is that their devices will support Samsung Pay, the devices that do have Samsung Pay on them. You can now actually store a digital version of your vaccination card. And so this is through a partnership with the healthcare nonprofit called the Commons Project. And so users have to first download the free Common Health app, and then from there you're prompted to upload your COVID-19 vaccine record. Now, as we know, this is depending on where you are in the country, every state, every county seems to be different. But if you are in an area that's going to require you to have a vaccine proof for a restaurant, a concert, your office, whatever it is, this is a really convenient and very safe way to store your vaccination card. It's actually a lot safer than carrying around the actual paper card with you. It's kind of like your Social Security card. You do not want to be carrying that around. You don't want to carry around your vaccine card. Digitally upload it. It's a lot more secure.
Really? I've been carrying my Social Security card with me in my wallet forever.
That's horrible. No.
Oh.
If you lose your wallet, someone has your entire lifeline right there on one card. That's all they need is your Social Security number.
Okay. Well, no, the Social Security card doesn't have the number on it anymore, I don't think, does it? No, I don't
mine
think it
does. That's why it's in a lockbox. It doesn't go anywhere with me.
Number two, Microsoft has a breach.
Another day, another breach. So Microsoft says an attacker won access to one of their customer service agents and then used information from that to launch hacking attempts against customers. This is not actually as widespread as what we initially thought. Homeland Security got involved, and they said that they're working with Microsoft to allow their, you know, to alert their partners. Pretty much by now, Microsoft has warned customers if you are communicating with billing contacts, just to, you know, be conscious of your password, change your password, change old usernames if you can.
All right. Number one is something nice from Airbnb, in fact.
Yep, Airbnb and Airbnb.org, which is their nonprofit arm, have announced that they will temporarily house 20,000 Afghan refugees without any cost to them. Wow. So, or the host. So this is good news.
That is big. All right, that's it. The top five items from technology. Victoria Keith.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.